back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was filtering through some stories, and here's another one that that came up. You know you're getting old when you start looking at articles that say, this week I'm going to turn 50. And you know, people would say the fabulous 50s. You know, you're turning 50 and it's fabulous. And so I never understood why people waste time. You know, I remember well turning 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 and soon to be 70. And never once have I ever thought about, hey, I'm turning 40, I'm turning 50, and you're too busy enjoying the fact that you are still here. And that if you have some modicum of health and a reasonable portion of your mind, then why waste any time talking about, oh, I'm turning 50. You know, a lot of people don't get a chance to turn 5, let alone 50. So, and I get it. When you turn 50, which I did 17 years ago, I don't feel like that. I mean, people act like once you turn 50, it's over for you. You know, it's not. Every day is a new beginning of your life. Every day I wake up and I'm blessed to wake up, I don't ever say, oh man, I'm old. What is that? What kind of mentality do you have when you start saying, hey, I'm old? You know, you're not old. I don't feel old at 67. Well, you are old. Your hair is gray. Well, okay, my hair is gray. None of us, if we get to be a certain point in time, is our hair going to stay the color it is unless you, you know, rinse it a little bit or add some stuff to it. If you get to be a certain point in your life, your hair is going to gray, right? Your teeth are going to darken. Around your tummy, there's going to be some weight there that wasn't there before. Yes, there's going to be some aches and pains along the way because our bodies and our lives weren't made to last forever. But to somehow think that, oh, man, I'm turning 50, I'm old. No, that's the mindset that people have. That makes them not understand and comprehend the beauty of the life that we've been given. The fact that you've been allowed to age and still be here is a blessing. And so I've never been concerned about, you know, I'm old. I know people who are doing great things 80 years old. I know people who are doing great things 85. As a matter of fact, we've got a president of the United States that's almost 80 years old. He's not saying, oh, man, you know, I'm going to be turning 80. He's not saying, woe is me. So the aging process is what you allow it to be. You know, if you don't do anything, if you don't go to the gym, I don't care if you are 25 years old and you don't do something and all you do is sit around the house and eat and drink, guess what? You know, your life's going to be, you know, filled and fraught with troubles. If you're not active and doing something and getting out and enjoying life, then you're not going to, you know, for the most part, enjoy life. You got to live it. You got to live life. So people say to me, hey, man, when you going to retire? And I'm like, retire? I retired how many years ago? The job I was on for 34 years, I don't know, I've probably been retired for 16 years. But I didn't retire to go sit in a corner somewhere. I've been busy and active from the day that I retired. I haven't ever sat back and done nothing. I've been more active than I've ever been, even when I was younger. And as long as my health is there, I'm going to continue to be active and continue to live life to its fullest. Now, I'm not going to go skydive at 67 years old because I did that at 50. That's true.
I would never. I would never.
So I got a chance to do that at 50 years old. Might have been 52 years old. And I got to tell you that story one day. It was, you know, the opportunity was provided to me by the Golden Eagles, the number one flying, the skydiving group in the United States, the same group that George Bush Sr. and many of the movie stars that skydive or had the opportunity to do it. I got that opportunity and did it. You know, I didn't go out of the plane without screaming and crying and yelling.
It doesn't surprise me that you're a little bit of an adrenaline junkie there, Earl. Can I hit you with some breaking news from Milwaukee really quick?
Absolutely.
We just heard from the Milwaukee Common Council this morning, actually, that they have unanimously decided to elect Jose Perez to serve as the council president, and he is the first Latino to hold the position.
So I just got that information on my phone. I know Jose Perez well. I am going to be reaching out to Jose Perez. We'll have him on probably in the next, what's the day, Tuesday, before the week is out. I'm going to reach out to the new mayor. We'll have him on probably. I'm going to see if I can get him on in the next day or two. So, yeah, I mean, that's breaking news. Jose Perez is a good guy and does some good work. But before we get out of here, you know, so many things that we can get bogged down with without taking the time to enjoy the life that we have and how much, you know, you don't know what time you have left. But take advantage of the time you do have, and you won't be sitting back wondering, well, I'm turning 50. Well, yeah, you are turning 50. It means you've been blessed with 50 years of life. Okay? That's nothing to be ashamed of. That's something to celebrate. Anyway, we got to get out of here. I want to thank my guest, Joel McNally. Oh, we got some great guests on tomorrow. I've got the district attorney of the city of Milwaukee, John Chisholm, will be joining us. Excuse me. We got to get out of here. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you, Sam. See you guys later.